He let go of my hand and left. I knew who I was, but I couldn't form the words to understand it. My name was somewhere in my throat, but couldn't reach my mouth. I tried moving. Some parts moved and some didn't. I tried raising my hand. It took a few tries for my mind to connect with my brain, then with my nerves, muscles, and flesh. But it all started working, and I lifted my hand to my eyes and tried opening them again. I forced myself not to scream. Better, but still painful. My hand was red and black against violently bright light. Pain ripped through my left eye, and my eyes squeezed shut again. Slowly, like ripping off a bandage, I opened my eyes again and acclimated them to the light, and me to the pain. I looked around. I was in Brooklyn. No. San Francisco. No, Oakland. Yes, Oakland. Everything in me screamed. Adrenaline screamed the loudest. Think, think. Who was I? Claire DeWitt. I am Claire DeWitt, and I am... Another memory fell in with a thump. I'd been on the highway. The 80 to the 880 to... It was a Lincoln. 1982. That was the thing that came cracking through my door. Who was driving it? And how did I know that? The image of the Lincoln hitting me washed over me again, erasing everything else. Everything started to go black again. Think, think. I remembered. I am Claire DeWitt. Didn't I want to be a detective? Yes, I wanted to be a detective, and I was. I was Claire DeWitt, and I was the best detective in the world. Think, Claire, think. Was I on a case? I'd figured out I was on some kind of gurney or bed. I sat up. My left leg and most of my ribs howled in protest. I was in an ambulance. The bright light above me was coming from the roof. The doors were open. I looked out. The sun had gone down and it was dark. The car I'd been driving was a pile of broken metal and glass. The other screams, the screaming that wasn't mine, were coming from a woman across the street who was standing above what was either a pile of clothes or a badly injured person. After another moment, I saw that the screaming woman had blood pouring out of her head. An EMT worker, maybe the same one who'd been holding my hand a minute before, was trying to look at the woman's bloody forehead. Lights blinked and blared from cop cars and ambulances. The black road glittered with glass and metal scraps. Around the ring of official responders was a circle of a few dozen citizens watching. The air had the smoky, bloody, disorienting smell and haze of a bad accident. Remember, remember. I was Claire DeWitt, the best detective in the world, and someone had just tried to kill me. I took a deep breath. The woman who was screaming and bleeding, I'd seen her before the accident. She'd been standing across the street when I was hit. Holy shit, she'd said. He's gonna kill her. He, my first clue. I tried to remember the Lincoln without letting the memory overwhelm me. It was a direct hit. The car had driven right toward me, aiming for the driver's seat. Not an accident, an attempted murder. My second clue. I looked around. I was on a broad street near Fruitvale. I felt around in my clothes. No gun. Why didn't I have a gun? I remembered. It had been in my car, taped under the passenger seat. Safer for driving. No way to get it now. Then I gasped again and looked around with a start and realized the Lincoln that had hit me wasn't here. That car was a fucking monster. A near murder would barely ding the chrome on the bumper. Whoever had tried to kill me was probably not too far away, waiting for their next chance. I jumped off the gurney, then collapsed into a crouch when my legs crumpled from under me. Think, Claire, think. I sent my attention down to my legs, which were unwilling to stand. The right seemed okay. It was the left that didn't want to go anywhere. I put my weight on my